The Virgin Media guys come in the day. Fuck's sake, man. Right, so see, during Christmas and all that, we've been with Vodafone. This might be a fucking me just moaning about trading public limited companies or whatever the fuck you call it. Sorry, it's not that I'm getting confused. I've got a fucking GoPro filming me at the same time. I've decided to do... I basically stole the idea. I was on Instagram and I watched Panda. Panda's been putting out these wee kind of fucking... I don't know, a day in the life type things or whatever. That's that GoPro off now, so now I can get back to normal. That was fucking weird. See, even two cameras on me at the one time, totally fucked with my feng shui, and I didn't have a lighter today. I've left my... See, because I've been freezing here and I've just been starting fires all the time, I'm stinking a fucking fire. I've smelled of burning things for about 3 months now, right? And fucking... And my good lady wife keeps saying to me, she's like, everything you own smells of fire. And I'm like, I fucking know, man. I don't know if it's a fucking... I don't think it's a good thing to be with a constant smell of fire about you. Do you know what I mean? Like, fuck knows. Let me take a drink, man. What the fuck was I talking about? So, Panda? The GoPro thing, right? So, he's been doing these things where it's like a wee day in the life sort of thing. And the other day, I was like, I'm going to try that, man. They're really good fucking ideas because, like... I think my life's a bit kind of fucking boring, but then I think everybody thinks their life's a bit boring, but then when I do stuff, I'm always fucking doing something, do you know what I mean? Like, there's always a thing on and all that, and I'm like, maybe people would be interested to know what it is that I actually fucking do during the day, do you know what I mean? Rather than just getting one insight on a Tuesday, they're like, I wonder what he does on a Wednesday, do you know what I mean? Like, what goes on a Wednesday sort of thing? So fucking, that's what I'm doing. So I've started filming like wee bits and I've started editing. I done it yesterday. I done it on Friday. Friday, Hans and Honk came over. Oh, fuck's sake, man. Right, Hans and Honk came over to Shred to paint. I wasn't going to paint. Listen, here's another fucking thing. Here's another little tidbit of information, right? No, I said last week, I was like, that's me. I think I could have gave up the special herbs and spices. Well, I did for a bit. I did for a bit, right? I gave it up Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, right? I had 3 days off. And then on Friday, I was like, oh, everybody's here. Do you know what I mean? Maybe Friday I'll do stuff. And then on Thursday, and then on Sunday, Saturday, I'd done edibles. I know I'm a shite bag when it comes to the edibles. And I talk about that quite a lot because the edibles give me the fear. But I had a couple of it. I ate a worm, right? Not a gummy worm. I had a gummy key. Right, and I about 2 hours went by, and I was like, I don't really feel particularly anything, so I thought, I'll have a gummy worm. So I had a gummy worm, then an hour went by, and I was like, nothing's really fucking happening, do you know what I mean? I'm a wee bit kind of playful, merry sort of thing. So then I went in and I ate. There was all these other wee bits of bits that had been cut off at one point because it was like too much, do you know what I mean? So I just took all of them and I ate them, right? And then I was like, oh, that'll be fucking great. And it got to about 11 o'clock at night, and then I was like, I think I'm really fucking hit, but I don't know. It was strange, it was weird, but it did make me go, these aren't the worst thing. I spoke about it at length last week, where I was like, ah, fucking edibles, they give me the fear. But I was like, do you know what, this is actually all right, it's manageable. It's not like, I feel like sometimes, the bonus points that you get for when you're having a smoke of the special herbs and spices, is it hits you pretty quickly. Do you know what I mean? Within like 10, 15 minutes, you know, this is where I'm going to be for a while. The only way for me to go down is down. Do you know what I mean? Whereas with edibles, sometimes you're like, I think that's me. And then like 10 minutes later, you go, what the fuck is happening? Do you know what I mean? So it was like, it was a bit like that. My tolerance is still through the fucking roof. It's still through the fuck, sorry, just pure kicking stuff, man. Just fucking booting everything about the joint. What was I actually fucking talking about? What the fuck? So I'm going to make, I've been making these wee videos. I started them on Friday, and I was like, I edited it and stuff, and I was like, do you know what? These are probably good things, because one of the things I've noticed is, one of the things that I think I'm not very good at doing is posting regularly. Do you know what I mean? Like the old social media thing, the old social media posting regularly thing. And I'm like, I need to find a way to fucking, let me take a drink, man. I've got this really fancy San Pellegrino, is that what you call it? That's my favorite. Listen, I don't like a lot of you know that? I don't like a lot of fancy stuff. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm not into the whole, do you know what? I think a lot of the things that people say are fancy, I'm a bit like, that's just fucking, that's stupid. Do you know what I mean? Like, what a fucking stupid fish eggs. Do you know what I mean? Shit like that, shark fin soup. That kind of thing. Not that fucking, I don't know anybody that's ever ate shark fin soup, but I know there's a massive demand for that kind of shit that people think are like, upper class things. Do you know what I mean? But I do like a San Pellegrino carbonated natural mineral water. I do like that. That's like my only vice of fancy. Do you know what I mean? And then there's probably someone out there that's going, that's really fucking pathetic that you think that that's fancy. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm not into it. Do you know what I mean? And there's a lot of things that I won't even try because I just associate it with fucking rich, snobbery wank. Do you know what I mean? Like, Voss water. Do you know what I mean? Like, that thing that comes and it looks like it's a fucking... It looks like a gym bottle that it comes in. That kind of thing. I'm like, fuck that. That's obviously just fucking... But then I do this. I go, oh, I like a San Pellegrino. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's a bit fucking weird. What the fuck was I talking about? The Virgin Media guy's coming today. He's coming today at 1 o'clock, apparently. I'm saying it's a guy. It might not be a guy. Do you know what I mean? That's quite a sexist thing for me to say. That just go, the guy's coming. I don't know if it's a guy. Listen, they've been... Right. Holy fuck, man. See, during Christmas and New Year, weird with... I hate that. I fucking hate this shit, man. I really do. We're currently with Vodafone for our internet, and it kept cutting out all the way through fucking Christmas. And then all the fucking younglings in the house were going, all of them. There was only two of them, but it felt like there was fucking more. We're going nuts about, that's the internet not working, and going absolutely bushing all that. And I was getting the fucking blame of it, and I put it off for ages, man. Like, I put it off for ages because I knew this is it. It's like fucking insurance companies, man. I fucking... I need to watch what I'm going to say now about insurance companies, because they fucking... I wrote a whole thing. I don't even know if it's in the guide. I don't think it made the final cut of the guide, right? But I went my length one day about insurance, about how it's the most fucking human thing you'll ever... Right, I'll give you a bit of... But I believe, as a professional walrus chaser, right, I believe there are two types of thing in the world, and that's it. There's only two types of thing. The first thing is made up things, right? Which is just shit that we've made up. We've made up tables, and we've made up fucking chest of drawers, and we've made up like fucking speakers, and we've made they're all made up. They're all fucking just made up. Someone's pulled them out of... They didn't appear naturally. We fucking invented them, right? And because we invented them, we then invent where they sit on a hierarchy of whether things are important or not. Do you know what I mean? Like, and insurance is one of those fucking things. And then I believe there are real made up things, right? So you get, no, I fucked this up. I wrote the book and I fucked it up. It goes real things, right? And real made up things. That's it. Jesus Christ. You think I didn't spend fucking 3.5 years writing that bastard thing? So the real made up things are things like tables and insurance. Real things are things like spiders spinning webs. They just know how to do it. Do you know what I mean? Photosynthesis. It would exist whether or not we've seen it happen or not. Do you know what I mean? Like, that kind of thing. Like, eagles swooping down and fucking eating whatever eagles eat. Fucking tiramisu or whatever. I don't know. Tiramisu seems to come up quite a lot. It's because it's a funny word. Tiramisu. I'm not even really sure what it is. It looks a bit like a... What is tiramisu? It's nothing like a Viennetta. It's nothing. That's how fucking posh I am. That's... There you go. I'm mixing up. And even then, I don't think that Viennetta is a very sophisticated pudding when it comes to stuff. Do you know what I mean? Like, usually, if you're getting a... I've never had a fancy pudding. But where the fuck is a fancy pudding? Do you know what I mean? Tiramisu? Fuck knows. Treacle? What the fuck's treacle? Treacle's not a trifle. That's a... Tiramisu's a bit like trifle. I need to stop talking about that, man. What the fuck was I actually talking about? Real things and real made-up things. Holy fuck, man. So insurance, I went nuts about this, man, about how, like, there is nothing else on the planet, right? Nothing else on the planet that you would pay into monthly, and the person, so the insurance company then take the money. Like, say I pay them fucking £25 a month, right, to insure my boiler, right? The insurance company take that money, right? They then hire a person whose job it is to find a way for them not to pay for your boiler when it breaks. That's what they do. They take my money, then they pay somebody else to make sure that I don't get my money back. That's the most fucking human thing I've ever heard in my life, man. It's fucking ridiculous. And I remember going nuts at someone one day about the whole insurance thing, and I said, what I would do, right, is I would just chap everybody in my fucking street and be like, listen, see your insurances, don't fucking pay them. See, from now on, just direct debit them into this account. and we'll just fucking, and something goes tits, we'll use that money to pay for it. That'd be a much more sensible, safe option, because the insurance companies aren't, they don't give a fuck. Do you know what I mean? They really don't. It's the same as fucking, what do you call it, medicines? Like, it's the same thing, but it's like, I remember, so I done an exhibition years ago, man. It was called, what was it called? The Thief, right? And I drew this thing. Did I sell it? I think this one sold. And it was like a mad skull thing. I'll see if I can find a photograph and I'll post it up on my Instagram, which I won't do. I won't do that. No, I just said I would do that. That's a fucking lie. I'm not going to do that. I don't think I've ever done that once. I don't think any time that I've said, oh, I'll find a photograph and I'll post it up, I've actually fucking done it. I haven't. I'm talking shite. But it says, there was a thing and it was like a speech bubble and it said, there's no profit in the cure, is what I wrote. And then it was my granda. My granda looked at it and went, son, that's really true. And I'm like, fuck, I know it's true. And he's like, I don't think I've ever thought about it. You're right, there is no profit in the cure. And I'm like, isn't any fucking, I'm fucking told you this. I've been telling you this for ages. There's no profit in the fucking cure. It's the same as that. Insurance, it's just human fucking bollocks, man. Do you know what I mean? Like, if there was extraterrestrial, there will be. If there are extraterrestrial, what was I reading last night? I was reading a book last night. I was reading that Ready Player One, so I was. And I was a bit on it talking about, is it Europa? Is Europa one of the moons of Jupiter? And they think that there might be extraterrestrial life on that. And when I read things like that, I think, I bet they don't have insurance. I bet they don't have insurance. I bet they don't have like a Europa insurance company that like insures your fucking igloo or whatever you're living on, because it's frozen. It's a frozen planet. That's the thing, right? So I had an idea. Now, I've been writing this last Jackalope book that I say that I'm writing, I haven't been writing, because I've been writing short stories about badgers. There's a bit in that where I was thinking about, think about it this way, right? Off the special herbs and spices. This is what happens when I'm off it, right? All I do when I take it is just exasperate. I provoke this shit. Let me take a drink of my fancy water. I don't think I feel great. I'm hungry, right? I got up at 6:30 this morning so I could do my workout, because I'm still doing my workouts, man. I'm still fucking lifting weights, and Adonis body's a temple, all that sort of shit. Here's the line, right? I don't mind talking about it. I don't mind saying, oh, I'm lifting weights, but, and I'm fucking, yous of all, every single one of you that hear this now, if I ever, ever take a photo of myself shirtless in front of the mirror, right, just send me the word cunt, right? That's it. Just tell, and I'll know. I'll fucking know. That's me done it. I don't, that's the thing. That's my fucking biggest worry. It's like, I start lifting weights and I'm one of those wankers that films myself doing it. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm filming myself doing a podcast. I'm obviously a wanker, right? But for a different reason. But like, that kind of thing. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's a bit fucking, taking a photo of self is a bit, fuck that, man. Like, I don't really feel comfortable doing that. Do you know what I mean? And the last thing I want is to get to the point where I'm like, you look so good, you could take a photograph of yourself and post it onto your Instagram. I don't want to be that wank. I genuinely don't want to be that wank. And there's a few people that I respect, right? A few people that I would almost say that I used to look up to, right? They posted that thing, the gym mirror selfie, and all of my fucking respect just went right out the window. I was like, fuck you, buddy. You're a wanker. That is what you are. You don't need, just tell us you're going to the gym. I feel fucking great. You should go. You know what I mean? I don't even go to the gym. I wouldn't go to the gym because it's full of people that go to the gym. That's why I don't fucking go. Do you know what I mean? So I've been up early as fuck and I've been doing all my fucking workouts, man. I'll show you soon enough. And like I haven't ate. I haven't ate today. Like, I've went back to my, I know I say it all the time when I'm like, I'm doing this and I'm doing that and I'm fucking doing all that stuff. But like, genuinely, it makes me feel so much better. Like, genuinely, I'm like, this is fucking great. I feel tremendous. Do you know what I mean? And I got all the younglings, all of them again. There's only two. I get the two younglings lunches made first thing in the morning before they even got their clothes on and all that sort of shit. And then I went and I done my I started working. I started typing up emails and all that shit. I'm well ahead of the fucking curve. I genuinely think, oh, this is something that you should probably continue to do. Do you know what I mean? And I'm not like fucking doing mental things. It's like a half hour. And then here's the fucking, wait till you hear this, right? So see, on Friday,
seeing Friday. So I cycled out here. That's what I was telling you. I was talking about that stuff. So Honk and Hans, right? Honk and Hans came out and they were painting. I was going to meet up and paint with them. And then when I was, because I cycled out here, I cycled to air twice last week. Twice last week. On Tuesday, I cycled to air, right? And I got here and I hadn't ate before I cycled. And then when I got here, I was fucked. I was absolutely fucked. And I was so cold, man. I was freezing. So all I done, right, was I went to Asda. I bought something to eat. I came back here. I ate it. And then I cycled to Prestwick and get the train home. That's what I done. I didn't do a fucking thing on Tuesday because I totally melted myself. I totally fucked myself for the cycling. So on the Friday, I was like, eat before you go, right? Total, what a fucking game changer. Who'd have thought that eating something before you'd done exercise would have been? I don't fucking know. Because there's a bit of me as well that's like, I could watch all those YouTube videos and learn all that stuff about what's the good things to eat and what's that sort of shit and all that kind of thing. But they've just put on, that's the wrestling on Netflix now. So that's that. Totally fucking kiboshed. Do you know what I mean? Like, I've just been watching wrestling constantly. What the fuck was I talking about? So they came out, right? But when I was cycling out, I was like, I can't get into my storeroom. I can't get into it because of the amount of shit that I've piled in there before Christmas, right? There was like 5 crates of paint sitting that I had to move all out the way so that I could get in to get more paint to paint. I was like, that's stupid, man. Sort your storeroom today. Do that. Get that sorted. So that's what I done, right? And then see when I was doing it. So see my Whoop. My Whoop's fucking brilliant. My Whoop's been telling me all these amazing things about myself and all that. I feel like we've really bonded as far as wristwear goes. I think we've really... Well, do you know what I mean? Like, we've fuck knows, man. I don't feel great. I need to eat. That's why I should have ate before I left. That's what you've learned today. Let me take a drink of tea. I've got a bit of butter in this tea because I'm still doing the fasting thing. That's another thing that, like, right, see when I, like, maybe I give myself a bit. Let me take a drink of tea. That's fucking warm. See, I think I do myself a bit of a disservice when I say stuff like that, when I go, oh, I know I only do it for 10 minutes and I don't do it again. See that fasting thing? I've been doing that for fucking ages. I could go back on these and find the actual day that I started doing it. And then I would know. I'd be like, that's how long you've been doing this. That makes a fucking huge difference, especially because seeing Sunday, I just fucking went for it, man. Seeing Sunday, I was like, today I'm going to be the eater of shite. There was a point where this was funny, right? It was funny. It wasn't funny for my eldest youngling. He wasn't happy that I'd done this, but I thought it was hilarious. He'd finished his lunch. He was like, can I get a treat? And my goodly wife's like, yeah, go get a treat. There's a tube of Smarties in there, but sort of whatever. There's Smarties left for the other day. I don't fucking know. So he poured these Smarties into a cup, and then before he could put the Smarties down, I picked the cup up and I just drank all the Smarties and I won. I'll just eat them all. And I was like, what the fuck are you going to do? What are you going to do? I've now ate them. That's you. You are fucked. So there was another tube of Smarties. I'd never have done that. I knew there was 2 tubes of Smarties. I'd never have been that person. Like the Reese's Pieces thing, they're all gone now. See all those peanut butter cup things, they're all fucking vanquished, they're away. But on Sunday, I like proper went for it, man. I was like, I'll just eat hundreds of fucking shite. And I do feel that when I wake up the next day and I know, right, yesterday you took the fucking, you ripped the hole out of it yesterday, mate. When I wake up and I'm like, right, I'm not going to eat to 12 o'clock because I don't eat after 7 now. I'm a bit like a gremlin. That's basically intermittent fasting is just the gremlin diet. That's what it is. You can't eat after fucking 7 o'clock at night or eggs will fucking fire out your back. That's pretty much it. I think you could sell that to people. I think that's probably a better way to sell it than telling them the benefits. Just like, take on the gremlin diet. You've never seen a fat gremlin, have you? You've never seen it. Is there? Is there any big gremlins? Gremlins too. Do you know my gripe with gremlins, right? I'm going to tell you this now. This is my fucking... I think the first Gremlins film was great, and I think the second one is... I think the second one's my favourite because I think that was the first one I seen. Do you know what I mean? And then there's that Hulk Hogan bit in it that I really like. And I like the way that the gremlins go a bit kind of, like they get into that mad chemistry biology place and then they get all these weird kind of superpowery things and all that. Like I like that kind of thing. But see the first one, my only gripe with it is there's a bit in it where, I can't remember the name of the character, but the girl character, the woman in it, she says that something about how Santa's not real, right? And then what happens is she talks about how how she found out her dad pretended to be Santa and get stuck in a chimney, then get burnt alive or something like that. I could be making that up. That's my only thing where I'm like, that would be a great film all year round if you didn't put that fucking bit in there. That bit in there that just ruins the magic. Do you know what I mean? Like fucking That's my gripe with Gremlins. That's my, just in case you wondered, just in case you were thinking, you were lying in your bed last night, you woke up at like 2 o'clock in the morning, you went, I wonder what that big man thinks about Gremlins. Do you know what I mean? Well, now you fucking know. 1-1-1 on my thing. I've 111 minutes left of battery. Seeing it all the time, man. Yesterday, I'd done 11,111 steps, right? And I climbed into bed and I checked my Whoop because I'm Whoop fucking daft, man. And I looked at my Whoop and it said 11,111 steps and I never get back out my bed because I was like, I can't fucking move now. That's a lot of shite. I'm only joking. I did get back out, but I was like, oh, look at that. Look, it's fucking all the buns. Constantly followed by it, man. Constantly fucking followed by it. What was I talking about? Yeah, right. So when I was doing the when I was moving all the crates of paint, right? So my I keep talking about Whoop. It's not a sponsor, but listen, I'm gutted that I've only got a year of this. I was saying that to my mum yesterday. I was like, see next year for my Christmas, I might ask for the subscription for my year because I really don't want to pay it. I don't know how much it is, but I think it's quite expensive. I think it's like 30 quid a month. And I'm like, 30 fucking quid a month? That's like a fucking phone. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's a lot of fucking money, 30 quid a month. I don't really want to do that. I've got a fucking San Pellegrino habit on the go. Do you know what I mean? I'm like drinking 6 litres of that stuff a day. I'm not really, because it's so fucking expensive, but it is my favourite of the water. It's well just marketing. It is just marketing. It tastes the same as every other water. See if you went and you got fucking Highland, whatever it was, and it was the fizzy stuff, and you just put it in that water and you gave it to me, I wouldn't be able to tell the fucking difference. Do you know what I mean? I wouldn't be able to tell the difference. It's like fucking... The Coke Zero Pepsi Max, I could tell the difference between the two of them. I definitely could, because Coke Zero's rotten. It's not nice, but it's Pepsi Max. Holy fuck, I do miss Pepsi Max. Pepsi Max with cherry, that's one of the ones that I'm like, oh, fuck me, man. It's almost worth the fucking poisoning. Do you know what I mean? It's almost worth the poisoning to get that stuff. Let me take a drink of butter tea now as well. I'm fucked. Hold on a minute. That's starting to cool down now. What was I actually fucking talking about? What was I actually fucking talking about? I was talking about something. I was talking about the second thing. Right. The Whoop thing. So when I was moving all those crates of paint, because the storeroom's fucking beautiful now. Like I can stand in the floor. It came up after I'd done all the moving of the paint and stuff like that. It said, because what it does is it'll say on your phone, in the wee app, it'll go, like, activity detected, and then you need to tell it what it is. Sometimes it automatically recognises what it is. See, I was skateboarding last week, right? I was doing a bit of skating. I was trying to get a 50-50 on one of the ledges in there that Dave very kindly put a bit of metal. I don't know you call it. It's not coping. It's like the, do you know what I mean? It's like the 90-degree edging. It's like an edge, like a metal edge on it. So I was trying to get a 50-50 on that. Never happened. It never happened. I fell a couple of dillions, and it didn't hurt. That was the thing. Like, I was like, why is this not sore? And then it dawned on me. It was because you're actually doing other physical activity now. That's what it is. It's because you're doing the cycling and you're lifting weights like fucking Andre the Giant. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, you're smacking off the ground and it's not as sore anymore because you're doing all this other stuff. I think. Or maybe it just wasn't bad falls. Maybe it was that. It was probably more likely that. But... So when it comes up, it says, you've done activity for 45 minutes. I need to tell it was skateboarding. And it'll tell you, like, oh, these are where your heart was and how much calories you burned. All that fucking shit. I'm not trying to sell you one. It's not like I've got a fucking sponsorship deal with these pricks and I'm like, oh, everybody should get a Whoop. But fuck it. I'm not saying that. It's just like, this is what I'm into now. See, when I was mad into Mr. Wazzle, it's just Mr. Wazzle. I'll stop talking about it next week. I'll be bored with it next week. But like that, this week, I'm like, ah, fucking hell, it's changed my life. What the fuck was I talking about? So when I was moving all the crates of paint, man, it came up and it says you've done an hour of powerlifting. Powerlifting. Like, not weightlifting. Powerlifting. Which is different, apparently. Powerlifting's like, I don't know, like really heavy. Like, you really, it's a really heavy thing and you only lift it once, I think. That's what powerlifting is. So it told me when you're moving. And then what happened was, so I cleaned out all the stuff and I was like, I've got an hour. It was Dev. Dev writes, well, he writes, he changes what he writes every week, right? So last week he was writing Honk. But he said to me, he said to me, he's going to think I'm a prick for saying that. He said to me, we've only got like an hour and a half left of light before it gets dark. And I was like, all right, well, fuck it. And I packed up all my stuff and I was like, I'm going to go paint. So I got a quick hour paint on the go, and then my Whoop was like that, oh, you've done more physical activity, and it told me like how good painting is for me. like how good fucking moving about and painting is. And I was like, this is fucking brilliant. It turns out I'm not a lazy bastard. I don't think of it. I'm not a lazy bastard. I don't think I am. I'm a lazy bastard with some things, you know what I mean? But when it comes to stuff like that, I'm always like, die, fuck it, I'll do it. I don't think I've ever been so tired that I've been like, oh no, I'll not bother. It was the same, listen, see here I was cycling to air. See that on the Tuesday where I didn't eat and I was cycling to air, there was a couple of points where I was like, ah, fucking hell, man. What the fuck is going on here? But I think partly it was, because it was so cold, I was wearing two of everything. So I was overheating. Do you know what I mean? So I had to peel off all my layers. I cycled the rest of it shirtless because I've done a push-up. Do you know what I mean? What a total wanker. What a fucking wanker of a man he is. I don't even know what else to say, to be fair. Let me take another drink. Look, that's what I'm doing now. I'm doing a wee bit of fizzy water and a butter tea chaser. Listen, see when I was out my bike, I say listen quite a lot, don't I? I have been saying that. My auntie Lynn says that quite a lot. She says, you're listening. I was like, I've not got a fucking option. I've not got an option, Lynn. You're loud as fuck. See when I was going out, when I was cycling, one of the days that I was cycling, I was trying to get down this wee bit to it was like a cycle track, and the amount of fucking, right, one of the things I've noticed when I've been doing this is the amount of people that walk their dog and look at their phones, right, and they are totally unaware that anything else exists in the world round about them. Just drop my lighter. They don't know that you exist, right? The other day, I was cycling down, and there was an older woman with her older, I'm assuming it was her husband, right? And the two of those wee dogs that might as well be fucking cats, right? And I was trying to get by her, and I couldn't get by her. And I said, excuse me, blanked. Excuse me, blanked. The third time I said it, right, I don't know if you've ever played this game, but see, probably San Andreas, or not San Andreas, Vice City's probably the one. See when you are driving in Vice City, and you've got all the NPC, the non-playable characters that are like pedestrians and stuff, but there's a delayed response where like you're driving on the pavement and then they see you and then they do that, oh, and they walk back dead slowly. That's what that woman was like. That's what she done. She turned around and was like, oh, and done this walking backwards thing. And she goes, have you not got a bell? I was like, what point would that, what difference would that have made if I've got a bell? You never heard me say, excuse me. Do you know what I mean? Like I nearly fucking run you down. And you never heard me say, excuse me. So what fucking difference was a bell make? And then I thought, am I going to be a 38-year-old man cutting about my mountain bike with a fucking bell on it? The next thing would be a basket and I'd be carrying a fucking dog with me. Do you know what I mean? Like, fuck that. And then I thought, is there anything else you can get? Because I thought, could you get like a horn that plays like La Cucaracha or something? But that's fucking, that's got to be more intrusive than saying, excuse me. So I think I'm going to need to get a bell for my bike. Do you know what I mean? Because the amount of people that like, they don't fucking look. They don't look where they're going. They don't have any sort of, They're just in their own wee world, and they don't realise that there's other people that exist that are maybe trying to go somewhere. Do you know what I mean? Like, holy fuck, man. So the Virgin Media guy's coming today. The Virgin Media guy, potentially a guy, is coming out today, right? They've been at my house three times. They told me, we will come and fix your thing, because I fell out with Vodafone. I fell out with everybody. I don't like Sky. I don't even talk to people from Sky. Anytime a Sky person tries to engage me in conversation, I always say the same thing. Listen, I will never, ever give you any more money ever again as long as I live, because I think your company are wankers. I think that's you. Not you personally. I don't think you personally are a wanker, but I think the people that you work for are pricks. Total pricks. Who will charge a new customer 12 pence for their entire fucking package. For everything. But then if you've been with them for 4 years, I'm paying £1,200. That's why I think you're wankers. And I think they're all like that. All the mobile phone companies are the same. Or we'll give you this for 2 years. Then you'll need to pay more. And then you can't go with them for their new introductory offer. Do you know what I mean? Like if you're with O2 and you've got yourself a fucking iPhone 112 or whatever the fuck it is. And they go, you're like, I'm going to get a new one. And they won't let you come back and use their introductory offer because you're not a new customer. Right? You're not a new customer. You should be a valued customer who's been with them for multiple years, but you're not. As far as they're concerned, you're the prick that's already paying them. Do you know what I mean? So, like, I was fucking, when the internet kept going down, I switched it over to Virgin and they were like, we'll be out on the 13th, right? They've been out fucking three times to do stuff out the front. A guy phoned me yesterday at 10:30 in the morning to make sure I was going to be in. to make sure I was going to be in. They've sent me 12 fucking texts going, please make sure an 18-year-old is in the house between 1 p.m. and 6 p.m. That's what they've been saying to me. I feel like they're fucking really checking up on me, man. As if someone spoke to them. As if they phoned Vodafone and went, listen, we're going to take on this guy's contract. And the first thing they said is, you'll need to make sure he's in, because he's never fucking there. He's always fucking about in a bike and writing his name on a wall. He's never fucking there. So like, they're coming out and they're going to make all my wildest dreams come true. And to be fair, like, I didn't want to go with them. I didn't want to go anywhere near the pricks because of the state. Listen, the state that they've left every fucking town that I've been in. Every town that I've been in when Virgin Media have turned up, they've dug up all the fucking roads. They've left a patchwork of tarmac all over the fucking place and these mad green fucking boxes everywhere. That's what they've done. Everywhere. They've fucked everything up. There was a point where you couldn't walk from one end of the place where I lived to the other because of all these fucking high-vis Virgin folk digging holes and putting fucking cables in it, man. And I was like, I'm never going to give you... They were coming to my door last year and they were like, chap, chap, chap. Why did I do it? Why did I knock and say chap at the same time? That was totally just a fucking waste of time. I'm sorry. That was just to try and get me over the half-hour mark. The fucking... What the fuck was I saying? They came to the door and they were like, could we interest you? They gave me the sales pitch and I was like, no, you can get yourself to fuck. You can fuck right off. But I never have to switch because they keep getting, listen, I don't understand what, I think it's the younglings, man. I don't think they know how to exist without the internet. Do you know what I mean? Like, they just like, it's like it's their God-given right. Like, they need it. Like, it's a fucking, like, it's one of their fucking, it's like a lung. Do you know what I mean? It's like something that if you didn't have it, you would need to make serious lifestyle choices. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you donate a kidney, they go, listen, there's some things you need to maybe whack the drink for a while. Do you know what I mean? Like, you need to do that sort of thing. The internet goes off and everybody loses their fucking mind, man. And I'm like, I don't give a fuck. But I was the bastard. It was always me. It was like, Dad, you haven't changed the internet. And it, like, I'm a fucking cunt. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's me that's done it. Like, because they fucking, oh, let me take a drink. It's actually really warm in here, man. Like, it's much warmer than it was last week. Last week it was so fucking, I'm going to unzip this, man. Like, I don't get it. It was fucking 8 degrees yesterday. This fucking global warming thing that's happening that half the people on the planet don't actually believe. That is worrying me, by the way. There was a thing last week. Let me take another drink. There was a thing last week I was going to say that I never got, that I totally fucking ran over the top of, about my displeasure with supermarkets, and this happened, right? So I went to Tesco with a club card, and I used the shop as you go thing. Holy fuck, man. That was fucking tremendous. It was great. It was like a video game. You were just going about, fuck, it was a supermarket sweep. You're just going about, like, measuring. It was great. If you ever get an opportunity to do it, you should. And you're scanning all your shit, and you know what you're doing. It was the first time I used it, but this is the best thing that happened. This was the best thing that happened the whole time when I was doing it, right? Went and got all my shopping. You can see what your subtotal is and everything. It's fucking remarkable. What a time to be alive, man. And I went into that. No, you need to go to the special bit. The shop as you go, or pay as you go, or whatever the fuck it's called. And I goes in, and the woman came up to me, and she said, she like swiped my thing, and she said, oh, because it's your first time, I'm going to check 30 items. So she then had to go through all my bags and scan 30 items to make sure they were on the thing. To which she said to me, that won't happen the next time you come. It probably won't happen for the next maybe 3 or 4 times. Maybe every 5th time we'll come and we'll need to check bits and all that. And I said to her, great, so I can steal the next, I'll just steal loads of stuff the next 3 times. Is that what I can do? And she just kind of fucking looked at me as if I'd, like, farted. Do you know what I mean? Like, I just went... is it okay if I pay for this with a turd and just shat on the fucking... on the weighing scale? Do you know what I mean? Like, I just laid a big turd out on him and, like, do you take that? Have you got change? Like, do you know what I mean? Like, that's how she looked at me. But I was only joking in a way. In a way, I was only joking. In another way, I was like, that is well... they could well steal stuff. You could well steal stuff. Like, easily steal stuff. So I'm trying to think of a way... I don't know if this is incriminating. I don't know if this is a thing with Mr. Tesco. Oh, fuck him. Fuck Mr. Tesco. Fuck the lot of them. Fuck all of them. I'll tell you why. Fuck them all, right? Because, see, when you used to just go into your shop, used to just go into a shop, right? What an asshole. I'm like fucking 38 and I'm talking like it was during the war. Do you know what I mean? Like, oh, these kids don't know what it's like to live without Wi-Fi. Like, do you know what I mean? Used to walk into a shop and see I was buying that San Pellegrino fucking water for £20 because that's how much it is, right? There would be a wee price tag underneath it and it would say £20, right? Now what the fuckers are doing are they're saying it's £20 or if you sign up to a special fucking cardy bonus thing, you'll get it for 18. Why can I not just fucking pay the 18? Why do I need to fucking tell you all my details and do all that fucking stuff and carry my shit in your shit in my phone and all that sort of stuff so I can save £2? Fuck the lotteries. And it used to bother me when it was just Tesco, but now it's all of the pricks. It's every single fucking one of them. Morrison's. Do you have a Morrison's More card? I do. I do have a Morrison's More card, but I'm going to pay the full price just to prove a fucking point. It really fucking angered me. I'm like, why is it not just one price for everybody? How come there's the Tory bastard price and then there's the fucking, the inside fucking club price or whatever it would be? Do you know what I mean? Like, it's a lot of fucking shite. It really fucking annoyed me. It really annoyed me, apart from when I done the pay-as-you-go shop thing and then I was like, this is wonderful. This is fucking brilliant. So it is. Holy fuck, man. Right, I'm just going to... I don't think there is anything else I need to say. I don't think I've got anything coming up that I need to talk to you about. I don't think so. There's some spaces for the Crash Course in Vandalism on my website. You're going to be seeing more day-to-day shit with me filming things and all that. Oh, fuck no. Ah, fuck it, man. That's it. Episode 97 fucking done. So, thank you very much for your time, because it's the most important thing you've got, and I will catch you next time on Confessions of a Walrus Chaser.